This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It's a good morning to you. I hope you're well. Oh, yes, it is the best tea in the city on a Thursday. And this is our birthday month. Remember, we have a very exciting competition for you coming up and next week. So look out for that as we celebrate 24 years of being on air. It is the best in the city, like I said earlier on. Thomas and Skumba back in the studio. Oh, yes. I'll join them on Monday, I promise. Now, what lies have you told your doctor? Why did you lie? Tell me. Tell me. You know we are naughty. Now, we'll go into... Was it because you're trying to impress the doctor? We'll go into those. But just for now, what have you lied about? Now, we go to the doctor. You are the one who's not feeling well. Right? And there are certain questions they have to ask you in order for them to have information about how to assist you. Yeah? Mara, no. What do? We stretch the truth a little. Especially when the doctor is starting us to ask us about our habits. All of a sudden, you don't sleep a lot. You only drink 2 glasses of wine. You eat more veggies and fruits than you do eat meat. Eh? We don't lie because we can, but rather because we feel the need to pass a test. What test? Yeah? Because the diagnosis, or is it prognosis, that one, is going to come based on the information you give. We all have lied to a doctor. Not only once, even. We bend the truth a little. What have you lied about? Have you ever lied to your doctor or stretched the truth a bit when they asked you questions regarding your lifestyle choices and habits? The lies could have been as a result of fear or getting judged by your doctor. Because some of the doctors, we know them, like, you know, very personal, some we grew up with and so on. So questions especially around lifestyle are often lied about. You tell a doctor you smoke twice a day. That time, when shopper 2 packets. Flat. Doctors ask when was the last time you worked out. You say, oh, bona, 3 times a week, mangna, skora. Yeah? And yes, maybe you think it's a little white lie that won't affect you, but those questions are asked for a reason. Right? And let's talk about the consequences of your lies. Yeah? The consequences of your lies. What did you lie about? Talk to me. Hashtag lies you told your doctor. There are 7 common lies that we tell our doctors. We lie about our diet, alcohol intake, how the severity of our symptoms, unprotected sex, whether or not you had plastic surgery, medical compliance, drug use or abuse. And the list goes on and on and on. The question is, where now? What have you lied about? Nora Arna had lied about a runny tummy. I knew he was never going to say, let me see. And all I wanted was a medical certificate. That boy, who must say, are back in primary tea, I intentionally failed an eye test because I wanted reading glasses because I thought they looked so cool. Never wore them beyond 2 months because I eventually got bored by them. Jevanna. Hashtag lies you told your doctor.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on lies you told your doctor. 1, that you exercise when you actually don't. We know that a regular fitness routine has benefits for both your physical and mental health. But if you don't, then say so. So the doctor can help you to make it regular. It might be that you have chest issues, for instance, that you didn't even know about. Hence, you don't have the energy for exercising. Marau busy wanting to score points with the doctor. Why? 2, you lie about how much you drink or smoke. Maybe you only drink alcohol on weekends, or you smoke only when you drink. Or maybe you use recreational drugs, but you're afraid your doctor will judge you for using illegal substances. Lying about your substance use, even if you generally rarely drink, smoke, or even take drugs, can actually put you at risk.
What if they prescribe something that has a reaction to something that you are using? Then who's to blame? The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on hashtag lies you told your doctor how healthy you eat. I mean, when you don't eat right, you only harm yourself, right? When you lie about it, you make it harder for your doctor to determine when, what's actually wrong with you. If you have a condition, say type 2 diabetes, where certain foods directly affect your symptoms, you are unnecessarily putting yourself at risk for serious health complications. Lies, lies, lies. Why do we do it? The narrative is changing on the timeline now. But my doctors also lie. What lies have a doctor told you? That's going to be a very short conversation, because I doubt it happens often. But I see where I can't lie to my doctor, Haiti. I mean, he treats everybody like family. And it's easy to open up to him. All right? My homie Melon, I never get sick and I don't want to lie. So I just say to my doctor, I'm tired. I just need 3 days off, please. And then boom, I get laid off. Rather be honest, right? Rather be honest. I'm talking about lies you told your doctor. And you said earlier on that doctors lie. And I asked you, what do they lie about? What do they say? Talk to me. Because Akire Libona, they are sitting at the same table. Maybe they're lying. Except for them saying, this won't hurt. What else have they lied about? Hashtag lies you told the doctor.
I had a crush on my doctor. So I decided, no, consultations aren't lukumeza. Can't do this. So I changed doctors. So 3 months later, ngahlangana naye at a wedding. So he asked me, how? Also, kuli, what's happening, you know? And I was like, no, I moved. I no longer stay in Joburg. I stay in Pretoria now. Yeah.
But just propel Tandiswa into a solo career like nothing else. The title track, Zabalaza. Before that, Unat. God, no, Lali. And before that, Mpo Sabina with Atide Chuele. Love that song. Oh, yes. Proudest South African, Imbogot. Put together by Imbogot. Man, Stella, Salatupa Shem. Now, go to my Facebook page and hear the lies that people tell doctors. Maputi, there's this doctor Kokagiso. I go to him when I want 4 days sick leave. I told him that I have a headache and diarrhea. You know, he pressed my forehead and applied Vicks. Yo! All of a sudden, I had a severe headache. I didn't enjoy my 4 days leave. Umponeki wa maka hapene. Shoot me. Sandil.
I once lied to my doctor about taking antibiotics. He asked and I told him I'd finished all of them, but I didn't because I don't like pills. And I had explained to him, hey, doc, I don't like pills. If it means inject me, do that, but liamapilis is not for me.
Now, Makhateb.
Uncle T.
Have you ever faked an illness?
You know, this question really puts you on the spot, hey? Because now people know what you do. And unfortunately, I've had to fake an illness before. It was in varsity. I was not prepared for an exam.
Yeah.
And they said the only way you could get out of writing it was with a doctor's note. And yes. So, on the day of the exam, my cousin gave me a mixture. He said, drink this. You will have all the symptoms of the sickness. Drank it. And then I proceeded to go to the doctor's office and I said, you know what? I'm sick. I'm dehydrated. I've got all these symptoms. You need to book me off. And the doctor did.
So they believed you?
Yeah, they did. I don't know how, but yeah, they did.
yours is better. Wait for JJ. JJ, the stage is yours.
Oh, you know why I haven't faked an illness?
No, why?
Because I live with a doctor. I've lived with a doctor the longest of my life. He just looks at me and he's like, you look like you've got this. No, I'm kidding. I've faked the questions to getting medication, though.
Yeah.
Like when they ask you when was your last menstrual cycle or when last with you was your last intercourse, just to get like, you know, that the more like pills and stuff. Yeah, you can't have that exact date and or exact time of when you were busy doing the nasty.
Wow.
Oh, okay, so you lied to your doctor about that. Hey. Have you ever faked an illness? Why? To what end? There's a lady who posted on my Facebook page, her father always has the last word, and she wanted to pull out of this one excursion that they needed to do. So she consumed liquid paraffin, and then she started having a runny tummy. They left without her. She was happy. Problem. She still needed to find a home remedy for what she just done to her body. Now she has a homework. Have you ever faked an illness? To what end? Were you trying to get out of what? Of course, the typical examples is exams. What else? Karabo wena?
So, twist to your topic, I see. I am a physician, and yes. I have lied to my physician a couple of times. I didn't want her to look down on me, because as colleagues, you know, we tend to be a little bit too hard on one another, you know. So, I didn't want to be judged too harshly or for her to say, but you know this. So, I did lie, and then she caught me
you
out
know
and we had a good laugh about it, but still embarrassing for me to this day.
Oh, I love it when I lie. A doctor lies to his doctor. How's that?
Well, Uncle T, night happened when I was pregnant. So I used to eat mobu. I want to this brown like brick thing. So I used to eat that. So Dr. Ambutisa, and I denied everything. And the way she was looking at me, she gave me that you are lying look. And believe me, when I got out of that consultation room, I never went back to eating that thing. Even today, I gave back because of the stories she told me. So yeah, that's basically my story.
I know you've lied before.
I haven't, and I was listening to your all morning. You know how much I hate lies, Thabo. Thabo, you know how much I hate lies. Why lie to somebody who knows better than you about your own body, who can make your body better? It's like taking your car to go in a service and then lying to the mechanic when you know nothing about mechanics of a car. Come on, guys. I don't know why people lie. I honestly don't.
Lati, you only started being honest about your red wine, your love for red wine. Now.
Can I tell you something, ne? Both my children, I went to my gynae. Oh, he's no longer with us. I used to call him Unaiti because his name is Emmanuel. So he used to call me Emmanuel. Yeah. I used to call him Unaiti. Both pregnancies, he said, what do you do? I said, I drink and I smoke. And he said, what do you smoke? I said, both things, the brown one and the green one. And then he told me how to live pregnancy with it. So, I never lie. You know me, I hate liars.
Hey.
And like the lady who said she just tells the doctor she's tired. Yeah, I've got many doctor friends, and I'll call them and say, listen, I'm tired, book me off work.
That's a lie.
But that's not a lie. I've got many doctor friends. But also because I'm a freelance and self-employed, I don't have to do that anymore. Now I just say, guys, I can't eat. Don't fix me though with a tone. No, unali tone nyana. Oh, Thabo, I love you too, you know.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Hey, now I lied to the doctor because my ex-husband, he beat me. And then I went to the doctor just because next time I got a miracle. When I get to the doctor, I'm both okay. Yeah, I said to the doctor, no, okay, we'll go to step in. And the doctor, he could see who I'm lying because he said, you want to open the case? Gary, no, seriously, doctor, can we look at this type of thing? Just because I wanted to protect my ex-husband. No. But now I've moved on. I'm happy right now. Thank you, Mr. T, for the great show.
Only a pleasure. Maizo, welcome.
Hey, Tati.
Hey, Ta.
Kondo, kondo, kuwe, Tati.
Hey, Ndipilile, man, when unjani, what?
So what mean an apple man patang and nothing?
Yeah. But this thing is young and the bone was young one, 7 space of the kid. I got on watch on night by a brass man, the neighbor and I.
Manim Kalila of woman, Jay. Thanks for the call. Oh my word, Spali. Oh, give up Charlie.
Now I'm one of the few people that have been blessed with producing excess milk. So my doctor prescribed medication to stop the milk production. So when I went to the pharmacy, I found Hore, these pills cost 150 each. And I have to take 4 pills per month, so which was a total of 600. So I don't buy those pills. So every time I go for my checkup and she realizes, Hore, I'm still producing milk. She doesn't know. And I've been telling her, Hore, I take the pills. So, yeah, Dr. Wachu is wondering, Hore, Khanti, what's the problem? Why can't the medication stop this milk production? So I will never tell her, Hore, hey, in fact, these pills are expensive. I just tell her, Hore, you know, I've been taking them. Lina, you figure out what's wrong with me. So, yeah, that's the lie I've been telling my doctor.
Dr. Wachu Kweiling is thinking, hey, I must redo the module. Khanti Kweiling is an individual. Marashari.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.